You're listening to the Presence Pioneers podcast.
Guys, in Isaiah 62, verse 6 and 7, God promises that he's going to set watchmen on the wall who cry out to him day and night. There's this prophetic promise in the scriptures of these walls of prayer that are going to be raised up all over the world, where God's going to stir people's hearts to pray and intercede to see his kingdom come and his will done on the earth as it is in heaven. And we're beginning to see that happen right now all over the world, as God is stirring in the 21st century a global day and night worship and prayer movement. And I'm so excited today to have my new friend Daniel Brink on the podcast with us from Jericho Walls. He's going to be sharing some of what God's doing when it comes to raising up those walls of prayer all over the world. He's joining us from Cape Town, South Africa today, which is really amazing, really cool. And before I dive into my conversation with Daniel, just want to thank you all for tuning in today. Those of you who are regulars on the podcast, thank you for listening, sharing, subscribing, liking, giving us feedback, posting these on social media. We're grateful for all those ways you engage with us and share this with others. And if you're new today, welcome. Thanks for joining us. We want to help you to experience and to host more of God's presence, because we believe God's presence changes everything. So be sure to give us a follow or a subscribe if this is your first time. Daniel, welcome to the podcast today.
Thank you, Matthew. Nice to be with you. Thank you very much.
Yes, we got to meet a few weeks ago up in Canada, and I was having some conversations with you. We were drinking coffee, eating some food, and I was hearing about what God was doing in South Africa and beyond. And I was like, we've got to get Daniel to come on the podcast. And so we're going to do a short little episode today, like we've done before with some few others, kind of a prayer news update here, just to give you guys a sense of what God's doing. But Daniel, you lead Jericho Walls, which is a prayer ministry of networks of prayer all over the world. Really, I think the website said over 30 nations, 120 prayer networks. That's what it said on your website. So yeah, what is happening with Jericho Walls?
Well, it's actually a long story, because Jericho was started in 1993 as a prayer network for South Africa.
Okay.
And the focus was to pray for the nations and to pray for mission work across the nations. And then, of course, it developed across the borders, and we became an international network. We partnered with the Global Day of Prayer, if you will remember, in 2001 with Graham Power and them. And that grew all over the world, as you know, to every country. And we followed that one. We partnered with them, wrote some material and stuff like that. And then, of course, later on, that was a 10-year vision. And after that, things changed a little bit. And we focused more and more on 24/7 prayer. Of course, the prayer movement is much wider than 24/7 prayer alone. But there was seemed to be this gradual awakening of 24/7 prayer since the early 90s, I would say. Especially in the latter part of the 90s was a real awakening. Yeah, so later on, about 4 years ago, Benny Mostert handed over the leadership of Jericho Walls to me, and this is where we are at now. We are focusing on day and night prayer, because our ministry is restructured and we are a little bit more focused in these last days, and we must keep our focus. So that is where I'm at. I don't know about you, but focus is important.
Yeah.
And so 24/7 prayer, yes, of course, it's part of our part of the 24/7 ministry around the world is more or less in Africa and some related nations across the world. But there's also other movements of prayer that has been rising up over the last number of years, especially the second half of the 90s, like the boiler room movement in India and in England, the prayer rooms in America, the prayer towers in the East, and prayer watches all over the place. People call it different names. It's basically a bunch of people come together, they pray from hour to hour, seeking the Lord's face and praying for the nations. And we've been engaging in that since the 90s, but more so in the last 5 years or so, I would say, a more emphasis on this.
Yes. So you were telling me when we were talking before that a lot of your prayer rooms are virtual now. You have groups on WhatsApp that are connecting, and individuals are praying, filling their hours to cover these 24/7 prayer watches. Just kind of give us a little bit of understanding on how that works with you guys.
Yeah, this was actually birthed out of a tragedy. You know, this tragedy called COVID-19, which was a global issue. Yeah. But what we saw before COVID was many prayer rooms that were participating in various ways and in various, engagement numbers of hours per day. Not everyone prays 24/7. But we had this phenomenon. And then after that, COVID came. And suddenly people were in a lockdown situation. They couldn't move. They had to stay at home. And the prayer rooms and the churches were locked down. And suddenly we found here in our area of the world that people jumped onto a WhatsApp group in order to engage with one another, in order to engage from hour to hour. And they shifted literally from praying in a prayer room to praying at home. But in the same instance, when they discovered they can pray at home, they also discovered, but there's many people out there that wants to pray at home.
Yeah.
And so what happens is our hours literally went boom from 20 hours a week to 24/7 around the clock, from 20 people to 80 people around the nation. So now suddenly people from all over the nation joining into one group. But at the same time, there were other groups across the nation that did the same thing. So at the moment, we are sitting with the phenomenon that we have weeks of prayer. Not every prayer group are praying 24/7, but we have special weeks of prayer, about 7 of them throughout the year, and most of the groups engage with them. So normally there's about 100 of these groups that are on WhatsApp groups. So they sign in and out when it's their hour, wherever they are praying. They have a commitment and they have guidelines on the group that they follow. And that's more or less how it works. So at the moment, we find ourselves to be in that position where most people are praying on a WhatsApp group and some people are returning to the prayer room. But it's not the same. You have to now, like churches, you have to work with both platforms, the digital and the physical. But we are seeing a definite increase. And even so, the other thing, Matthew, that happened during COVID is suddenly people that were praying once a week suddenly started praying once a day. Mm. This was a significant shift in the momentum of prayer, I would say, during the COVID season. And then that momentum have not subsided yet. We are really seeing that momentum still carrying on. I mean, I have evidence of that on my phone with the different groups that I'm a part of. I don't pray on all of them, please, but I'm following them. So we have about 100 groups that would regularly pray on those 7 special weeks. And then we have about 50 groups that would pray ongoing. They pray every week of the year, and they are in about 40 countries at the moment. In South Africa, I would say there's about, of course, they started in South Africa, so don't be intimidated by the numbers. It's about 80 of them that would participate over one of the 7 weeks. And we have very special groups in different places. And in Cape Town specifically, the place where they say the revival will come, we have about more than 12 groups that are praying constantly every week. And you will not believe this, but 5 of them are actually birthed out of leaders that have their roots in the Moravian Church. Mm. Now, the Moravian Church, you know the story, and your listeners should know the story of Aaron Hood and the 120 years of prayer that they prayed as a small community, and how God moved with missions around the world. And we were a recipient of those mission movements, even here in the southern point of Africa. And that's how the Moravians came. And they still have that DNA in them. I can tell you they are some of the strongest groups that we have, is the Moravian churches that are engaging in 24/7 prayer. Yeah.
Wow.
So that's where we're at,
Matthew. It's beautiful. That's incredible. So there's like 100 groups, about 50 of them are 24/7, and a lot of them in South Africa, but then there's 30 or 40 nations total represented. And all the groups are praying for 7 weeks out of the year, 7 specific weeks, joining together in day and night prayer during those specific weeks, banding together, joining together. So what are you guys praying for during those 7 weeks? And then are you seeing any, is there any way you guys can track the answers to prayer? Are you hearing any testimonies and getting any answers? Hey guys, this is Matthew. We'll get back to the episode in just a moment. If you're enjoying the podcast, please consider joining Presence Pioneers Premium, our brand new subscriber community. Paid subscribers will get exclusive premium content such as bonus podcast episodes, exclusive articles, early releases, and more. Presence Pioneers will be releasing its first e-course in 2024 with many more to come. And the Presence Pioneers premium subscribers will always have full access to the entire library of online courses. Visit media.presencepioneers.org or click the link in the description to join today. You can become a premium member today for an introductory price of only $5 a month. When the price goes up in the future, as our library of resources grows, you can stay subscribed at the original price. If you've enjoyed our podcast for a while, becoming a premium member is a simple way for you to help us cover the cost of producing this podcast and partner with Presence Pioneers in equipping the church with resources for day and night prayer, prophetic worship, missions, and revival. Visit media.presencepioneers.org to sign up today.
Now, you know, Matthew, that is a hard one. You know, people don't talk about their testimonies. They pray for things and they never let you know what the breakthrough was.
I know.
So I'm sitting in kind of a hidden work that is going on and I don't get to hear about it. But let me just say that the biggest change taking place is the change in the hearts of the one that is praying. And that you don't hear of very often, but when you hear about it, you hear of how people are growing spiritually because they spend so much time in prayer.
Yeah.
And that to me is one of the bottom line benefits, testimonies, whatever you want to call it, that is God is using to birth that in the hearts of people through day and night prayer and worship. And so that to me is the first and foremost miracle that is taking place through the ministry of day and night prayer. Yeah, the second, you're talking about the 7 weeks of prayer generally focused around revival in the church and revival in the nations of the world. But we have specific themes for each week. And so you will find that one of those weeks are just before Pentecost, which is a global 10 days of prayer for revival and for the Jewish world and for Israel. And so that is a really a big one, where there's lots of groups participating, not only with us, but with the different networks around the world, the 10 days, the IPC, et cetera, et cetera. In different parts of the world, they are engaging with that as a regular annual thing. But then we have other weeks of prayer also where, like the one we have, reaching cities, reaching nations, is a specific focus on the nations and the cities in the world with very few Christians in them. Like there's 110 cities that have less than 10% Christian. And we focus on those cities during a week like that, really praying for spiritual breakthrough in those areas. We pray for them by name. We pray for their particular situation currently and what they are going through, etc. But then we have other, also a week of prayer that we call our daily bread, which has to do with food security and hunger and those things. And also our daily bread as the word of God, the availability of the word of God. And so we pray for two things. We pray for food provision for the poor and the hungry. And secondly, we pray for the translation of the word of God into all nations around the world. The first time we did this about 2 years ago, we partnered with one of the agencies that are doing that. And they had their own 24/7 group running while we were doing that week of prayer. And 6 months after the week of prayer, they phoned me and say, Daniel will not believe it, but our work have grown since the week of prayer with 30%. I said, that is amazing. Wow. Imagine if all those agencies can do the same, say the same, and how God can finish that task very quickly. So that's one of the things that happened. The other one is a year that we actually focused on countries in Africa and Europe. 7 countries in Europe that was responsible for bringing the gospel to Africa. This is an amazing story. Each one of those countries have their own unique story of how the gospel came. And the Africans now are saying, let us take the gospel back to them. Let's go and say thank you to them for bringing us the good news. And let us deposit what we have to them. And so that was out of that, this week of prayer was birthed, where we identified the seven nations and we connected them with the seven nations in Africa that was the recipients of the gospel. And so we prayed that blessing, that mutual blessing. We pray around that for that week, 24/7. And all those seven African and seven European nations had groups in each one of them that were praying day and night for that week for this relationship to grow, this kingdom relationship. So yeah, that's part of it. After that week, you will not believe it. The first one, after the first one, the country of the Netherlands, the king issued a decree of the day to say and to apologize for their role that the Netherlands played in the whole movement of the slave trade.
Wow.
In the early times. Yeah. And they even went so far as to issue a public statement, and they went so far as to establish a fund that will be part of restoration to be done in that relationship. Mm. So this is some of the wonderful things that are happening. You don't always hear about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, beautiful things that is happening as a result of prayer and day and night prayer in this instance.
Yes. Amazing. That's so awesome. Thank you for sharing that, Daniel. This is incredible. I know sometimes when we're praying for revival, it's such a big prayer request. It's sometimes, I've heard people say, you know, give it 10 or 15 years before you try to measure it, because, you know, it's hard sometimes with these big topics of intercession to see how God's beginning to move. And sometimes you have to look back over the course of years and realize, oh, wow, look, we were there and now we're here. You know, there were this many unreached people groups. Now there's this many languages that the Bible hasn't been translated into, but now there's only this many. And so you can begin to see that poverty decreasing or crime decreasing or whatever it might be in some of these places where we're praying, but it takes some time. And that's why God calls us to, like Luke 18, right? To be faithful and persistent,
yes,
in crying out day and night to him. So Daniel, this is amazing. Are there ways people can engage with you guys from other countries, or from most of our listeners are from America here? Can people start these prayer watches? I know you guys have resources and those kinds of things. So maybe share if there's ways that people can be resourced by you guys or engage with what you're doing.
Yes, no, absolutely. And I love that scripture, Luke 18, verse 7. It talks about perseverance in prayer. Man, no breakthrough comes without perseverance.
Yes.
But yeah, they can contact us. There is resources available. There is prayer guides. We have a daily 24/7 prayer guide available from week to week. And all of this is on our website. And we also have it on our Facebook page and on our YouTube has some wonderful tools, especially a series that we call Unlocking Prayer,
okay,
which is a 7-minute teaching every Tuesday. It's released on our YouTube channel that people, that's a relevant topic to help people grow in their prayer life. This is a wonderful practical tool for that. So it's the website, the Facebook page, and the YouTube channel. And if you just type in Jericho Worlds International, you will get the top one will probably be our site. So it's easy to find. Just follow some of the directions on the website and you'll get to the 24/7. 24/7 prayer on our website, you will find basically if you Google 7 days on the wall, you will get to all of it. So that's the initiative we call the name 7 days on the wall that was birthed in Indonesia in 2012. But this is the vehicle for all of these 24/7s to start and to participate.
Perfect. Awesome. And we'll be sure to have the link to your website down in the description of this podcast episode in the show notes and all that. So Daniel, this has been amazing. Thank you for coming on the podcast today.
Thank you, Matthew. It's been a privilege. Thank you for sharing.